We are live at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. I'm Mary Jo Heath. On this Saturday matinee, Wagner's Ring Cycle comes to a transcendent conclusion with Götterdämmerung, The Twilight of the Gods. Soprano Christine Gerke stars as the heroine Brunhilde, opposite tenor Andreas Schager, who makes his Met debut today as Siegfried. And Eric Owens is Hagen, the villainous son of the Nibelung. They're joined by Edith Haller, Michaela Schuster, Yevgeny Nikitin, and Tomasz Konieczny. Philippe Jourdan conducts, as he has the entire cycle. During intermission, we'll bring you artist interviews and the final opera quiz of the season. Stay with us.
This performance is being broadcast live over the Toll Brothers Metropolitan Opera International Radio Network, sponsored by Toll Brothers, America's luxury home builder. With generous long-term support from the Annenberg Foundation and Grow at Annenberg, the Neubauer Family Foundation, the Vincent A. Stabile Endowment for Broadcast Media, and through contributions from listeners worldwide.
I'm Mary Jo Heath, and I'm here with our commentator, Ira Siff. We've been on an epic journey over the last several weeks, haven't we, Ira? Mm. And today it ends in spectacular fashion as we arrive at the fourth and final opera of the cycle.
Götterdämmerung is such an overwhelming experience, leaving us with mixed emotions, heartbreak, but also a sense of cleansing and new beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Well, the opera has three acts, and we're about to hear the prologue in Act One, which cover a lot of ground in about 2 hours. Here's the synopsis. We open with the three Norns. They're the goddesses of fate who weave the rope of destiny. They're talking about the past, present, and future. But when they mention the powerful ring of the Nibelung, suddenly the rope breaks. Then we shift to the mortal world, where the lovers Brunhilde and Siegfried say goodbye before he leaves on a quest for adventure. Siegfried gives the ring to Brunhilde as a pledge of his love. Act One begins in the palace of the Gibichung family, Gunther and his sister Gutruna. Their half-brother Hagen intrigues them by telling them about Brunhilde, a glorious maiden on the mountaintop, surrounded by fire, who can be claimed by any man able to pass through that fire. The only man strong and brave enough is the hero, Siegfried. Hagen proposes a plan that would bring honor and riches to the Gibichung family by winning Brunhilde as a wife for Gunther and Siegfried as a husband for Gutruna. Siegfried, now on his journey, visits the castle and is given a potion that not only erases all his memory of Brunhilde, but makes him fall madly in love with Gutruna. To win her, he eagerly offers to help Gunther win the maiden he wants, Brunhilde. Siegfried will wear a magic helmet, the Tarnhelm, to assume the appearance of Gunther and claim Brunhilde as a bride. Now, we learn that Hagen's secret motive behind this whole plan is to get his hands on the ring, for he is the son of Alberich, the Nibelung who originally forged that ring, then placed a curse on it when it was taken from him. Back on the mountain, Brunhilde is visited by her sister, the Valkyrie Valtrauta. Valtrauta begs her to give the ring back to the Rhine maidens. Its curse has left Wotan despondent as he waits for the end of the gods. But Brunhilde refuses to give up this pledge of love from Siegfried, and Valtrauta leaves in despair. To Brunhilde's horror, a stranger then arrives through the flames. She doesn't recognize him as Siegfried because he's wearing the Tarnhelm. She's devastated when he tears the ring from her hand, and she realizes she now belongs to this stranger. Whew! Ira, that's quite a story already so far. As with the other operas in the cycle, there's some recounting of past history, for instance, by the Norns.
Yes, as they hold forth, we hear musical themes, leitmotifs, that were associated with those events during the earlier operas. But they also discuss the downfall of the gods. It's startling to go from the darkness of this scene to the rapturous love duet for Brunhilde and Siegfried.
And after he leaves, we hear the thrilling orchestral interlude, The Rhine Journey.
His leitmotifs follow Siegfried's progress through the fire and along the river with joyful orchestration. But as he approaches Hagen's world, the tonality turns darker.
Now, Hagen is a fascinating new villain who manipulates Gunther and Gutruna. We only learn who he is after Siegfried and Gunther have taken an oath of blood brotherhood and left to carry out this scheme.
In a brooding monologue known as Hagen's Watch, he predicts that those who now look down on him will one day serve him.
As for the Nibelung's arch-enemy Wotan, we never see him in this opera, but we get a powerful sense of him in the scene between Brunhilde and her sister.
Yes, as Waltraute describes, how lost and glazed over their father is, the music evokes this great heartbreak, one of the most moving passages in the entire cycle.
And the end of the act is shocking when Gunther / Siegfried takes Brunhilde sort of by force. Mm. In order of vocal appearance, the three Norns are Ronita Miller, Elizabeth Bishop, and Wendy Bryn Harmer. Christian Gerke is Brunhilde, and Andreas Schager makes his Met debut as Siegfried. We'll hear Yevgeny Nikitin as Gunther, Eric Owens as Hagen, and Edie Thaler making her Met debut as Gutruna, and Michaela Schuster is Waltraute. Our concertmaster today is Benjamin Bowman, and the stage horn soloist is Eric Ralski. And in just a moment, we'll be greeting our maestro, Philippe Jourdan, leading. He'll be leading the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. And here comes Maestro Jourdan, shaking hands with Benjamin Bowman. So let's hear the prologue in Act One of Wagner's Götterdämmerung.
Mit Geschwindigkeit Da wird ich das Gewinn aus Not.